All right, what is going on, my friends? Back again for another episode of the School of Success podcast. And today I'm joined by the legend himself, Jason Phillips. And Jason, if you don't know who that is, he's probably one of the top, he was one of the top nutrition coaches, still is, but now he's even moved into business mentorship and much, much bigger things with the Nutrition Coaching Institute. So Jason, dude, so excited to have you here today, brother. What's going on, man?
Dude, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you making the time, and appreciate that intro, brother. How are things?
Dude, everything's good. And man, I just also want to start off by just also thanking you for everything you have done for me. So before I was even part of your mastermind, dude, the knowledge and the value that you delivered to me was just immense, man. There were several times I was like, dude, let me pay you for your time, and you didn't accept it. So the one thing that I've always gathered the most from you, dude, is impact and value. So I know you've impacted countless of other people with your content, with NCI, with your coaching and everything you're doing, dude. So I can't say thank you enough for everything, man.
Dude, it's my pleasure. Like you said, at the end of the day, yeah, I have one singular mission that guides me every day. And it's literally just add value to the people that I interact with. And so whether that's, you know, helping people like yourself that are just trying to go out and have that same impact, or whether it's helping nutritional clients move themselves forward. You know, I learned a long time ago that, you know, impact is, you know, it can be spread through virtually anything you do. And I think that if we just set out to really touch one person, do one thing, move ourselves forward in one way, you know, every day will be a good day, and those will compound and pile on one another, and ultimately leads to good weeks, good months, and good lives, bro. So I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for opportunity. I'm grateful to be able to create impact. So it truly is a blessing, man. I love every minute of it.
Dude, absolutely. And you can tell just by speaking with you and everything you do, dude. So how did that come about? We can just jump right into it. Like, how did you always have such a mission to create impact? And like we were talking, I don't know even your full story, how you got into nutrition coaching, but was this something you always knew from like college or even before that, that this is something you were destined to do?
You know, it's interesting, man. So my story is, you know, I was anorexic when I was 18 years old. And so health and fitness were not something that were a part of my life at all growing up. In fact, I did some fitness modeling, and so people obviously create the assumption that I have great genetics. And, you know, I come from a very overweight family. You know, my dad is very overweight, you know, borderline type 2 diabetic. You know, I have obese sisters. I have a mom that is bulimic. And, you know, so, you know, quality health and fitness definitely does not run in my family. And, you know, my sport that I excelled at in high school was, I was actually really good at golf. So, you know, coming out of high school, I was heavily recruited, you know, I was nationally ranked and had the opportunity to pretty much go wherever I wanted. And coming out of high school, I was injured. You know, everyone's like, how the fuck do you get injured playing golf? I believe it's just an overuse injury. But, you know, I found myself in the rehab setting, and I found myself really enjoying it. And, you know, around that same time, I got approached for a modeling gig, and, you know, that company, and mind you, let me date myself, bro. I'm 33. I'm definitely on the decline. But this was 2002. And so every 18-year-old's wet dream in 2002 was to be an Abercrombie model. And that was the company that approached me. And I'll never forget, bro, like leaving the store when the modeling recruiter said to me, when you send me pictures, make sure you send me pictures of your abs. And I was just like, holy fuck. Like, I was petrified. I'm like, abs? Like, what are those, dude? I'm a golfer. I eat cheeseburgers and drink milkshakes and like drink soda like it's going out of style. Like, I don't know what abs are. I was skinny fat. And so, you know, I was asking everyone, like, how do I get abs? I was asking like my PT, and finally it was my pediatrician at the time. He was a really good family friend, and he was like, you know, read the magazines, it's all nutrition, just read the nutrition articles in the magazines and start eating better. And, you know, you're skinny, you know, you're not overweight, so you'll get abs pretty quick. And so started reading these articles, and you know, it's really funny because all the articles are don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, and a lot of fear mongering. And I never really found out what I was supposed to eat, but I had a giant list of what I shouldn't be eating. And it basically manifested itself in full-blown anorexia, dude. And that is a scary thing at 18 years old, man. It affects your hormone levels, but more importantly, it really affects your mindset as well. I basically became full-blown depressed. At one point, even contemplated suicide. And it was a really low point in my life. And I say that only because, you know, I come from like the bottom, dude. Like there's no lower point that I could ever imagine, especially, you know, thoughts of killing yourself. And so I was fortunate enough to overcome that, ended up overcoming anorexia. And when I did, I realized like, man, my vehicle for success in life is nutrition and fitness. And so I changed my major in school. I went to Florida State University, got my degree in exercise science with a concentration in fitness and nutrition, and was like, from this day forward, I'm going to pay it forward to every single person. And so, like, you know, my next door neighbor was a culinary arts student, and we did a trade. I did her nutrition. She cooked my food. All the frat boys that I was friends with, man, I did their nutrition plan. And, like, I never wanted to make money from it. I was just like, I have this gift. I understand food, and I have relationships with food. And I want to pay it forward. I want to help you. And I want you to see the power that success can have in your life that I've experienced. And that was the beginning, man. Like that was the genesis. I jumped in, I did it, and I never really looked back. So obviously a lot of ups and downs that I'm sure we'll discuss in between, but that's the beginning story, man. It's kind of a crazy one.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But I think that's so common when you look at health and fitness professionals is everyone thinks we've all come from like you said, that's a perfect Abercrombie model, like cookie cutter, perfect genetics. But I think the best fitness professionals I've ever encountered are the ones who start off as, you know, anorexic or overweight or that deal with our own issues, you know?
Well, it's really interesting, man. I talk to a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people that are in the space and, you know, there's a lot of males don't publicly admit it, but when we have these like closed door, like behind the scenes meetings, you know, we kind of hear like the real issues that come out. And I think a lot of people that are listening to this podcast would be shocked to know that the males, in the space have probably suffered from a lot of body dysmorphia or body image issues that go untalked about. And I think that's why I'm so adamant that I'm going to tell my story, and I'm not ashamed of it because it makes me who I am today. It puts me in the position to be able to pay it forward. So.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. I think it's like, it's always when you think of, you know, body image issues, obviously, you hear a lot about the female perspective, but the male perspective is something that you're absolutely right. It's not talked about enough.
100%.
So fast forward a little bit, like you're at Florida State and you graduate with an exercise science major. So how did you transition from that to Jason Phillips, the top nutrition coach? Like fill in that gap.
Yeah. So, you know, when I graduated, so it's really funny. When I went back to Florida State, I spent my first year and I was like, I did the whole college thing, bro. Like I partied a little bit, you know, I drank, like, I was a college kid for maybe like one semester. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? This isn't me. Like, I'm way more disciplined than this. And so like, I moved from like all the campus housing, and I have my own apartment. Like I never lived on campus, but I moved like all the way across town. And I really was like, I got to do something with my time. And I got back into golf. And so while I was at Florida State, I ended up, like, I tried to walk on. Their coach didn't take walk on. So I ended up turning pro. And I played a year and a half of professional golf and actually finished my degree online while I did that. And so I played professional golf. I was pretty bad. I found out really quickly that I wasn't going to make it. And I ran out of money. You know, mini tour golf is really expensive. And so I was like, man, I got to figure out something to do. And so I was like, I'll spend some time saving up some money and, I'll make another run at it in another year or two. Plus I'll have time to practice and I'll be better. I moved out to California and I just, you know, it was like the fitness dude in me. I'm like, oh, I'll be near Gold's Gym, like the Mecca. And You know, I'll get to live the fitness lifestyle. And I don't know, man, like I kind of floundered. Like I went out there. I had a job working for, I don't know if you ever saw the show on Bravo, The Workout, Jackie Warner, like lesbian chick that owned the gym. And so I had a job at that studio, which was really cool. You know, mind you, I'm like 23 at this point. So I'm like, oh, I'm living the Hollywood lifestyle, man. There's a TV show about my gym and I get to do this whole fitness thing. And like, let me remind you, I went out there to like, you know, practice golf and save money. Well, like I never pulled my golf clubs out of the closet. So like wow. Fitness definitely assumed my whole life. But around that time, that's when bodybuilding.com launched their social media platform called BodySpace. And I quickly became one of the top profiles on BodySpace. And so like when it first came out, they used to have this thing called like the top six. And I was always featured in the top six. And so what ended up happening was like every day I would get private messages from people like, how do I do this? How do I do that? You know, what should my nutrition look like? And, you know, again, like saying what I said about the whole Florida State thing, I just wanted to help people. Bro, I would sit in my apartment and answer private messages literally 4 and 5 hours at a time. And one day I like woke up and I'm like, fuck, like I'm spending more time on these private messages than I am going to work. Like I should probably, if I'm going to keep doing this, I should probably charge some money. And so one day I was like, hey, I'd love to help you. It's $100. And the person's like, great, how do I pay you? I was like, PayPal. Cool. Before I knew it, I had 60 people paying me $100. I'm like, holy fuck, I'm making $70K a year from this online thing. This is beautiful. Now, obviously, $100 a person is not sustainable to scale. And I was young. I had no business experience. I didn't know how to scale. So that was not only my first success, but quickly also became my first failure because I didn't know how to scale. I didn't know how to handle the volume. And before I knew it, like the quality of my service became shit because I was spread too thin and just didn't really know what I was doing. And I also burned myself out, man. Like I tried to do too much at any given time, but I knew there was something there. I knew there was something to pursue. I knew there was impact that could be had. So I left California. I took a job running a corporate, the training department for a corporate gym in DC. And I knew like, okay, in the back of my head, I'm somehow going to get back to this online thing. So I kind of bounced around, man, you know, for several years. Like I had a job in DC. I had a job in Charlotte, North Carolina. I even made it back out to California one time and ended up in Palm Beach where I trained a lot of guys on the PGA Tour. And you know, finally, like one day was like, you know what, like I need to do like the online thing. And I kept dabbling and, you know, tried to commit to it more, but never really went all in on it. And, you know, then about just over three years ago, it'll be 4 years this November, I woke up on Thanksgiving Day and I was in Colorado with my girlfriend at the time. And we were on a ski trip. And anyone that has heard my story knows that I have a mild obsession with Starbucks. And I literally just finished my daily Americano. And for over 5 years now, I've been to Starbucks every single day. And I've gotten the same drink. And it's just something I do, man. It's how I start my day. So I woke up that morning and the Starbucks in Copper Mountain or whatever town that is in Colorado is in the grocery store. And so we start driving there to get my coffee. And I look in my bank app on my phone and I'm overdrawn by like $30-something. And I'm like, holy shit, it's a holiday. I have no money. I'm dating this girl that I now have to inform that I'm a broke piece of shit. I can't even buy our Thanksgiving dinner, let alone my daily coffee. Not sure how this is going to end. And so like we're walking the aisles of the grocery store. And I'm kind of in a panic mode, you know, it's a holiday. You can't call someone and be like, hey, can you put cash in my bank account so that I can, you know, access the money? Like, you know, there's no bailout at this point. And I look at the app again to kind of like wallow in my self-pity. And I'm like, and all of a sudden a check had cleared and I've got like $500 to my name. Like we call it the Thanksgiving miracle, right? Me and Pedro, we always look back on it. We've always tried to figure out how the fuck is that even possible? And it's not like, it's not supposed to happen, but for whatever reason, the stars aligned, it happened. I had $500 to my name. And I was like, you know what? No more dabbling. Like, no more playing small. I'm going all in. And when I went home, I'm like, I'm going to make this internet thing work. And mind you, this is just over 3 years ago. And so for the last 3.5 years, I've gone all in on myself. I've gone all in on impact. I've gone all in on adding value, all in on education, and all in on like the, you know, the hustle and the work and the grind and figuring out a way to add value to more people than anyone else in this world. And I'm proud. I'm very proud to say today we're running a multiple seven-figure online company. So you know, that's how it happened, dude.
Man, that's crazy. I've heard bits and pieces of that story. I haven't heard you really start from the beginning all the way through.
Yeah,
it's gnarly, dude. That's an amazing story. But I think so many people, would you agree that they do dabble, right? They put their toe in the water.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
I think that's the biggest problem.
They want to test the waters, and they almost want the like the proof that, hey, if I start a business, I'm going to succeed, or hey, if I make a career switch and, you know, go into fitness or do whatever, you know, or leave my relationship, I need the guaranteed proof that I'm going to be okay on the other end. And there's no such thing.
There is no guaranteed proof, man. Like, the guaranteed proof that is likely going to happen is you're probably going to experience something closer to my Thanksgiving miracle. You're going to hit your rock bottom before you hit the top of the mountain. And you know, like I know, man, like we've been through, I've been in the game for a long time and I experienced so many lows. And the truth is I allowed the lows to define me instead of allowing my vision to define me. And when I finally allowed my vision to be the driving force instead of the way I viewed myself because of the lows of business, because we all experienced them. That's when success happens. And so I think that, you know, if you're just going to dabble, you might as well commit yourself to the fact that your mindset is you're looking for a bailout to no longer really pursue what you're pursuing. You're either in or you're out. There's no dabbling.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. So, where along the line did you find out that you had to invest in mentorship? And I know that it was a group mentorship at first, which led to private mentorship. So like, where did you find that you needed that? And can you just speak on the importance of mentorship or investing in yourself?
Yeah. So that second time that I moved out to California, was definitely eye-opening for me because it was the first time that I had probably ever worked that hard on anything in my life. And so I had found really good success, with in-person training and, you know, just the hustle that came with it. So I was literally like my daily schedule, no exaggeration. I was up at 5. I was in the gym. So I was running the gym as well. I was doing admin work. First client would come in around 7. I would train clients till about 11, eat a quick lunch, train a couple more clients till about 2. I'd go get my workout in, come back to the gym, do some admin work, train clients from about 5:30 to 7:30 or 8, do about another hour of admin work, go home, nap on my couch from about 10:30 till 11:30 or 12, wake back up from like 12 to 1:30, do some online work, go to bed, wake back up at like 4:30 and do it all again. And so I was crushing it, man. Like, you know, for, you know, mid 20s, I was probably doing close to, I don't know, $16,000 a month. So close to 200K a year. So in my head, I'm like, fuck, I'm, you know, killing the game. And I kept seeing this dude, Bedros Koulian, like stuff pop up, like how to make even more money and how to scale and grow. And I could tell I needed some sort of guidance because I was just kind of floundering. So, you know, I signed up for like one of his 1-day events and like everything this guy said made sense and I was super excited. And so I hired him and I joined his mastermind. At the time being a mid 20s kid, I think my mindset was, okay, great. I'm paying you close to $1,000 a month. Where are my results? Right? Like in my head, I equated financial transaction equals results. When in reality, the real formula is financial transaction plus hard work equals results. I just kind of skipped over that hard work part. So I paid Bedros and 3 months later, I was making less money because I had stopped working so hard. I had started living in my world of entitlement. And I could no longer afford Bedros because of how little money I was making. That's pretty fucking embarrassing to say. I went from making like 16K a month all the way down to like 4K a month really quickly. Wow. And because I basically stopped working, dude. You know, he was giving me the tools. Like, I look back now, he was like, hey, man, you need to be the boss, not the coach. And you need to hire coaches. Well, I was like, fuck, I don't need to train anymore. Cool. See you later, client. Well, I didn't do the rest of what he actually told me to do, and I was the idiot. So that was really my first experience. You know, and B will tell you, and, you know, he and I are very close to this day. You know, I harbored some resentment at the time. Like, this motherfucker made me lose so much money. And clearly I was just very immature in my mid-20s. And so I finally grew back up, and, you know, a little over a year and a half ago, I was like, you know what? I was the one that did it wrong. And so I, instead of now spending, you know, just under $1,000, I think I was only paying like 800 a month. So like 9,600 bucks a year, right? South of 10K. Then I was like, well, I got to reach back out to this Bedros guy because he really does know what he's talking about. Well, just shy of 10K has now turned itself into over $100,000 that I now pay Bedros every year. And I listen to every word he says, but, you know, when I hired him, I was doing a little over $1 million, and we're on pace to crack well over $3 million this year. So I would say that investment has paid itself off several times over. And really the key ingredient there was getting the guidance I needed, because I needed a fresh set of eyes in my business, but also doing the work, you know, being able to implement on what I was told to do.
I think that's really interesting that you say that, because and it's funny because I've heard B mention that before about, you know, some people will think just because you invest in yourself that it's like the answers are just going to like happen. And then it's like, you don't have to do anything. Like just by pulling out your credit card, it's like you have now come to a higher level. And while I do think that when you, you know, kind of put your back against the wall and you do choose to spend money on yourself, yes, it should like heighten your awareness, but it's funny that you said that you have to really be willing to take what your mentor or coach or you know, whatever mastermind tells you, and then go out and execute on it. And I know, dude, that was something that I struggled with personally before even I joined your mastermind, was taking the message, trying to reinterpret it, and then say, oh, well, I see what B said, what Bedros said, but maybe I should do this. It's like, no, you just have to take it. Almost like, you know, I was talking to Cody Boom Boom, who's someone else in the mastermind. He said something that he's like, just not overthinking was his biggest advantage. I'm like, oh, that totally resonates, because sometimes when you are an overthinker, you can overthink yourself out of what you need to do.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think that overthinking is usually a word, like a synonym for lack of action. Right. Or it's synonymous with excuse making. So I think a lot of people want to say, I overthink it. No, you don't. You just make excuses. Because a lot of times what successful advisors will tell you to do is very simple. They'll tell you to do things that are challenging you to step outside your comfort zone. And we're conditioned as human beings to live inside of our comfort zones. And so we find all of the reasons why, well, that won't work for me because, well, how do you know? You haven't even tried it. Right. Well, that's too simple. There's no way it will work. I mean, you know, you could tell the world half the shit I've given you is very simple, but it's also, you know, it's effective. It allows you to become you. And it's completely contrary to what a lot of people, you know, are talking about. So it's, you know, I think the people that don't want to take action need to look themselves in the mirror and realize it's not a reflection of what your coach is telling you to do. It's really a reflection of the actions that you aren't willing to take. And like I said, I had to have that come to Jesus moment with myself. I had to stop harboring resentment for coaches that I claimed had failed me, because I was the one that had failed myself. It had nothing to do with any advice that I had received, positive or negative. It had everything to do with the fact that I was just a shithead and I wasn't doing anything.
Wow, that's powerful. And that's hard for a lot of people to do, is to put the ownership on them or on ourselves.
It's very hard.
Yeah, but you're right. You absolutely have to do that. So, oh, that's powerful stuff, man. Thank you for sharing that. So if we switch gears a little bit and obviously talk about the big thing, which is, you know, nutrition, that's what we both love. So something that, you know, this podcast is all about, which is I have to give credit to you for coming up with the mission behind it of connecting the difference between formal education and real world application and bridging that gap. Mm. So yeah, that was a good one, man. That was a million dollar phrase there. So,
well, I think that so many people, I mean, just to touch on that before I like let you ask your question, is it's just like, you know, you and I are super open about the fact that nothing that we teach can't be found on Google, right? Like,
right.
I think that all the information in the world is out there. I don't claim to be, I'm not a researcher, so I'm not uncovering new information. Where my genius lies and where I think you have excelled as well as somebody who has helped advise you is you're very good at taking a complex task and making it simple to implement. And at the end of the day, I mean, what have we talked about now for 30 minutes? It's the implementation that creates success. It has nothing to do with the task itself. It has everything to do with how you actually create that implementation, having the confidence to implement, and then subsequently, you know, stacking up and taking the action. So, dude, I love it. And I think that's why, you know, I was so excited to come on this podcast because I love what you're doing with this.
Oh, absolutely, man. And you're absolutely right. It's about implementation. So how did you learn that? So obviously, you know, when you think of nutrition, right, is you think of something that's, there's an overwhelm of information out there, right? Like you said, yeah. Everything is out there. And some people say, eat this, not that. Some people say, do this, whatever. Like, how did you get so good at just kind of like filtering that down for your clients and creating a message that people would resonate with, but that also produces results without overcomplicating things?
Yeah. So the truth is, man, like I tell people all the time, I'm very good at what I do, not because of how smart I am, but perhaps because of how stupid I am. And so I have like a very narrow mind when it comes to creating success because I don't like complication myself. So if it's complicated, I want nothing to do with it. So I've always just used like what I've always kind of just spoken what's authentic to me. And I think that where a lot of coaches go wrong in any space, not just nutrition, is they try to teach it the way the quote unquote gurus are asking them to teach it or the way they believe it is supposed to be taught. You know, my model and the model that you and I both operate on is one-on-one, right? We don't do groups. We don't do anything that's not customized.
Right.
And for years, the guru said, that's not going to work. It's not scalable. You can't build a business like that. You're not going to make seven figures. Yeah, you might have a job, but you don't have a business. And I listened to them and I kept trying to hack this group model, but my fucking stupid mind and my one track mind was like, I don't know how to do groups, man. Like if you come to me and you want a nutrition protocol, I'm going to ask you 100 questions. And what am I going to ask everyone in the group 100 questions? It might as well be one-on-one. So I just did it the way I knew how, man. And I figured it out along the way. So, you know, I would say there's no real like secret sauce outside of I've remained authentic. Now, is that to say that groups don't work? No, absolutely not. There might be somebody listening to this. It's like, hey, I could do a group setting. Great. Then do the group setting, right? If you're trying to create success, wherever your mind goes for success, that's how you need to educate. I'm a big fan of Garrett White, and Garrett White says, you know, if you can teach something, it means you understand it. And if you understand it, you can apply it. And so if you're trying to teach, that creates, you know, your own level of understanding. So every time I started trying to educate people, I'm like, oh, I get it more and more that individual application is the only thing that I comprehend. And it just reinforced what I had known to be true my whole life was that I need to live in a very individual world. So for me, it's an authenticity game, man. Like I really believe that true and true. I don't think there's no tactics that I have to deploy outside of authenticity.
I think that's great, man, because you're right. And I've heard that message before multiple times of like, oh, like, hey, you got to do group settings. You know, you can't scale one-on-one coaching. But what you said, what I really took away from that was you have to stay true to yourself and you have to stay true yes. to the message that you know deep within you is the right thing to do no matter what. So that's huge. So something else you said that kind of resonated even with me was, you know, coming from obviously dietetics, registered dietitian, formal education, and I've said this to you one-on-one, I'll say it here, that it put me at a disadvantage in a certain respect because the knowledge was so esoteric. And in dietetic school, you're taught to, you know, teach nutrition to doctors or to teach it in like a faculty meeting or, you know, to present it at a high level. It was very hard for me at first to take this esoteric knowledge about like biochemistry and, you know, whatever, ATP synthesis and all that, and then translate it down to Mrs. Jones, who is a mom of five and, you know, has never had a science class or just doesn't even care about the science. That was a big, big challenge. And I think that's the difference between, like, sometimes you see the best coaches who maybe don't have the most formal education, right? But they're so good at just coaching and relating to their clients. And like you said, getting the message across to them. So something I know we talked about before, but I think it'd be so beneficial to talk about here is why, since your love was so much about nutrition, why didn't you want to go the traditional RD route? Why did you choose this route instead?
To be fair, the real honest answer is I wanted to go play golf professionally, and sure, I didn't want to spend time doing the internships. But, you know, I remember I had an interview with, they're now Exos, but at one point it was called Athletes Performance, and they wanted me to come in based on a track record and help with their combine athletes. And when I sat down with them and I gave them my recommendations, they were like, well, that goes completely against, you know, what the RDs are teaching. And I was like, well, that's fine, but this is what, you know, is how I produce results. And I didn't end up getting the internship because I was so strong in my beliefs, but I've never agreed with, like, what the RD approach or the classic education approach is fully. Now, I don't want to say that I disagree with it 100%, because they're speaking to general population, and I believe for general population, it's probably acceptable. Understanding that 99% of people that are seeking out a nutrition coach have some sort of goals that do not align with just general health, right? If people are coming to us online, it means they're doing some sort of resistance training. Well, do RDA guidelines really account for that? I would argue not. Most of them are experiencing a lot of sympathetic inputs in their life, especially as Western culture evolves. Do classic guidelines account for that? I would argue not. So I just think that, like, the education wasn't evolving with the times. And I mean, that's all things classic education, right? Any degree you're getting in school, I would argue, is probably 2 to 3 years behind the times as to what's really happening, because it has to be proven, it has to be validated, it has to be put in the text, or it requires a teacher that is very forward thinking, and that's a 50-50 crapshoot if you get that.
Right.
It was just a fundamental disagreement with me, and also it was the population I wanted to work with. Man, I was like every other young and up and coming trainer. I wanted to work with athletes. Ironically, today that's not just a ton of who I work with. I do work with some amazing athletes. I'm very fortunate. But I was like, oh, I'm young. I'm an athlete. I want to work with athletes. So I didn't see that's what, you know, the school track was preparing me for. So, that's really it. I want to always be as transparent as I can. Some of it was just laziness, man. I didn't want to spend another couple years at school and go through that whole thing. And I thought, again, I was young, naive, and had an ego, and I was like, I'm better than that. You know, I can do this on my own, which is really funny, because a lot of the stuff I research now is textbook. I want the fundamental understanding of some things that I didn't get back then. So it's kind of crazy how the world comes full circle.
It really is. But, you know, that's absolutely right. And that was probably one of the biggest deterrents why I almost didn't go into the RD path, was I wanted to learn about, you know, I was personal training at the time. So I wanted to learn about fat loss, performance. I was looking at the curriculum and it was like medical nutrition therapy, hospital management, you know, J-tubes, you know, enteral nutrition. I'm like, fuck, you know, but it's like one of those things of you just go through the process. And that's one of the biggest questions I get is like, how do you learn coaching and how did you learn about fat loss? And for me, it was all of the education above and beyond the credential. Like you said, the credential or any type of schooling gives you the foundation. But one of my favorite quotes ever is formal education will make you a living. Self-education is what makes you the fortune. So it's never like getting any certification, degree, credential, whatever. And it's like, okay, I'm done. It's always going above and beyond that. And you've created something that is really, really interesting. It's something that I couldn't fathom the amount of work and time and research that goes into it. And that's NCI. And from everything I've seen, everything I've been involved in with it, I mean, I'm beyond excited about like where it is now, but not only that, where it is now, but where it's going to be. So you have a certification course for coaches that not just teaches the science of coaching, but also, or the science of nutrition, but also dives a lot into what we're talking about, which is practical application with coaching. So I'm sure that's a full hour long talk in itself, but like, how did that come about? And like, what are you so excited about with NCI right now?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, man. Like, one of the things we talked about was mentors earlier. And so I found myself in a room 2 years ago at John Romanello's mastermind. And, you know, we were talking about the success I was beginning to have. I think we had, you know, we had just crossed a certain threshold in monthly revenue. And, you know, Craig Ballantyne was there. And they, you know, I said, well, what's kind of like, what do you guys see as like the next step for me? I said, I'm toying with the idea of like an education platform. And they're like, dude, you have to. And like, if you're thinking this and you're creating the level of success that you're creating, you have to, it's like you're ethically obligated to create this for the industry, not even for your own revenue, but for the industry, because you can single-handedly make the industry better. And that was like really like, it was very humbling to hear that, but it was also really scary to think about, holy shit, I'm going to build something that can like actually change the face of like what happens over the course of the next, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, man. Like when I go to my grave, people are going to be like, I went through the education platform that Jason Phillips built. And it's like, that's a crazy thought. So, you know, obviously I went home from that meeting and I wrote an outline as to what I thought would be successful. And the parts that I wrote, like, you know, I started thinking about what was out there. And obviously everyone knows the gold standard is precision nutrition, man. Like John Berardi is a genius. The quality of information they put out, the way they put it out, it's amazing, man. Like, I'm like, how in the world could I ever compete with this, and why would I want to? And so I started doing my research and I started talking to people that had been through it. And I started talking to people about how they were using it. And I realized the gap was that a lot of people have education. Very few people know how to use their education. And I was like, well, that's what I'm really good at. Where we go with NCI is, I believe I can educate you, but I believe where we're going to excel is I'm going to teach you how to use that education to truly create results, and not just truly create results, but also build a business. And so the four cornerstones that I believe to be a successful nutrition coach is obviously you have to have the fundamental understanding of nutrition, metabolism, biology, physiology, but you also need to have a really good understanding of hormones. Because I believe everything goes back to hormones. So we have a hormone specialist course. You also have to create connection with your client. Single most overlooked thing, in my opinion, in coaching in general, but especially nutrition coaching. So we have a level one mindset specialist because you have to be able to create that connection. And then we also have a level one business systems course. And if you go through all four of those, you know, you can graduate to our level two course. But those are the four cornerstones. I believe if you take all four of those, you're really set up to be a successful nutrition coach. And all of the courses are divided into two phases. So in the level one course, it's a 2-day course. Day one is science. Day two is application. All we do in day two is teach you how to coach. You know, in the hormone specialty course, the morning is science. The afternoon is application. In mindset, the morning is science. The afternoon is application. And in business systems, you know, we're breaking down exactly how you should be setting up your business. And then if you want that one-on-one piece from there, then obviously you join our mastermind. And, you know, obviously, like you said, the evolution of it is what I'm really excited about, man. So we've really gone into some niche topics. We're building out our masterclass series right now. And in these masterclasses, you know, we have everything from how do you cut weight for a UFC fighter or an Olympic weightlifter or a powerlifter, all the way into how do you repair gut health, to women's hormones, to male hormones, to, you know, all of these things. And these are just downloadable courses. They're not certifications, but they're just education specific for all of the coaches out there to grow their knowledge base. And this is where I feel like we're really going to, you know, I always say lead from the front. This is where I believe we are going to lead from the front, take our coaching industry and nutrition industry into a whole other level and truly change the game.
Dude, that's huge. I love all that. I love it every time you explain that. And that's the biggest thing is like what you said is it's knowledge plus application, because you and I both have seen this. You've seen someone, a fitness professional, trainer, coach, whatever, all these degrees, all these letters after their names. And it's like a phone number after their name, but then they suck at coaching and they can't get results for their clients. So it's like all that great esoteric information means nothing unless you can translate it in a way that gets your clients results. And that's what I see that makes this different from anything else out there.
Dude, that's where we tried to differentiate. So I'm glad that that's what you see from the outside looking in, because that truly is, that was our point of differentiation. You know, we really strived hard to make that the point. And, you know, obviously one thing we do that's different is coming out of the certification, you know, we don't give you a test. We're not like, here's your 100 question multiple choice test to demonstrate that you have nutritional knowledge. Because like you said, having the knowledge is not really the performance indicator. It's, you know, if I give you the knowledge, can you show proficiency in application? So our test is actually case studies. You have to show to me that you can take a client from intake process to successfully coaching them for 90 days. Now, it doesn't mean successfully creating results, because we all know not every client is going to be compliant. But you have to show me that you can troubleshoot the process, that you can effectively communicate, that you can build trust, build rapport, successfully build a protocol that can have efficacy, and then build a protocol that, you know, aligns with the client's lifestyle. So, you know, that's how we actually operate in terms of, you know, pass or fail and giving you a certification of a level one nutrition coach. You know, again, we call ourselves Nutritional Coaching Institute. So when you get certified, you walk away with designation of, you know, NCI level one nutrition coach. So that's another area that we differentiate. And it's an area that I feel very strongly about.
Dude, that's huge. And like you said, I love what you said there, is that it's not just a, you know, multiple choice test. That all it does is demonstrate knowledge. Like, I've always said that about school. It's like, all test does is shows you can memorize and regurgitate. Like, that's it. Memorize, yeah, some, you know, abstract facts, regurgitate on paper, and then boom, it's gone in a day or a week. So I love that it's about real world application, because, dude, whenever people ask, like, hey, how can I learn coaching? It's like, the answer is just coach. There's no book. There's nothing. There's not an article. You just have to get your hands on with that. So that's totally huge, man. I love that. I think it's an amazing thing. As we're wrapping up here, like, one last question. What do you feel like in the nutrition space right now? Like, what's the biggest thing that drives you nuts? Like, what do you see out there? And, you know, obviously not attacking a specific person or whatever, but like, what's just one thing overall in nutrition industry right now that, like, you can't stand that's going on or that drives you nuts?
So at the end of the day, man, like, you and I have both hired nutrition coaches, right? Like, you went through a competition prep. I've done preps. I hired coaches on the way up. And, so we know what it's like to be the paying client. We know what it's like to spend our hard-earned money. And we know what it's like to, you know, to want the results and to be willing to work for the results. So what I can't stand is these companies or these individuals that are building programs, diets, platforms that are purely educated on, or that are purely predicated on profit and not delivering service. So I've never been short to say I hate templated diets. There's no way in the world that you can take somebody's age, height, weight, activity level, and guarantee that your diet is going to work for them and build out the next 30, 60, 90 days of their diet. Just not going to work. There's too many variables. I hate the asshole coaches that don't communicate with their client. So they pay you, you know, you don't respond to their email for a week. You don't allow them to, you know, to communicate with you very frequently or at a high level. You know, I'm really like, if you're going to be in the industry and you're going to really try to change lives and improve lives, like, go all in on that. Don't dip your toe in. Like, don't do it for the money, you know, impact over income all day. And as somebody that has used that as what, you know, as my guiding force, I can tell you that the income comes anyway. If you really go all in on the impact first, man, like, it comes. So I would just say, like, you know, saying asshole coaches really encompasses it. But then obviously, like, the alliterations of that would just be like the templated diets, like the lack of communication, the lack of caring, or even worse, like the competition prep gurus that are starving their clients, you know, creating hormonal issues, and then just abandoning their clients and blaming it on them. Oh, well, you must have done something I told you not to. Like, no, like, you were an asshole. You took the money and you didn't care about your client. You cared more about, you know, lining your pocket.
Oh, absolutely. Impact over income. That's a powerful statement, man. And what you said there about, like, the calorie calculators, and the other thing that's really popular is, like, the macro calculators. That's like, it shoots out this, you know, a set of macros, and it's like supposed to be this perfect thing based on, you know, like you said, your age, sex, height, and weight. It's like, come on, man.
Yep. Yeah, dude. It blows my mind that, but you know, I have respect for the people that use them because number one, they don't know any better. So they're being educated poorly. Right. But number two, they don't have the money. Right. Or they've spent money and they've been burned. And so, you know, listen, if you're in the space and people respect you, like put out quality information, like, you know, I've never been sure. And I remember something I told you, man, was just give away your best stuff.
Yep.
Like, I did a whole series one time online of like, this is exactly how I build out diets. Like not holding anything back, not trying to upsell you into anything. Like this is 100% how I go about doing it. And people were like, oh my God, like you're going to put yourself out of business. And I'm like, no, like this is for the people, this is for the people out there that can't afford to hire me or that just simply need a place to start. And dude, I will continue doing that until the day I die. I'll give away as much as I humanly can. And I will give away things that I know to be true, not some bullshit that's just going to line my pocket.
Well, it absolutely works. And that is something you've told me. And it's something that I've seen firsthand because like, I'll go back to how you and I became, you know, friends, and part of your mastermind was, Bedros connected us again. And here's the funny thing. Bedros connected me with at least three or four people that day. And you were the only one who responded back. You responded back like that day. So I was like, holy smokes. Awesome. So first off that, and then it was just multiple like interactions of just value first. And I was like, hey, I remember the one time it was like almost around Christmas. I was struggling with something. I was like, hey dude, I'll pay you. Can we just please schedule a call? You're like, no, you can't pay me, but yes, here, let's schedule a call. And then it just led to the point where I'm like, all right, man, I love this. I need more consistent, you know, like of your knowledge, like what's the investment, whatever it is. I think when we talked about the mastermind, I didn't even care what the price was. You know, I was just like, yeah. In my mind, the value was so overly delivered that I gladly pay the four-figure sum to be in your mastermind now. And it's like the easiest investment I've ever made, dude. So that.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I mean, that's super cool. But yeah, I mean, again, I don't know any different. You know what I mean? Like it's mind blowing to me because like, you know, obviously number one, if Bedros connects me to anybody, I want to deliver for Bedros, but it's like, dude, I was that person that needed connections. I still need connections, man. Like, listen, I'm still trying to grow too, but like, fuck, like we're all human. Like whether we have seven figures in our bank account or whether we have 7 cents in our bank account, we're all human beings. We all deserve to treat each other like human beings. I am not better than anybody because I've made some money or because I've helped over 10,000 people. Like that doesn't make me better than anybody or worse than anybody. Like I'm another human being put on this earth. And then when I die and I leave this earth, my only goal is for this place to be better. And for this place to be better, it means I need to, you know, uphold my integrity and give as much as I humanly can every single day. And the people that don't operate like that, it's mind blowing to me. Like I would be fascinated to sit down with them and understand like what makes them tick because like, I just don't comprehend it. Like how can you not want to be a good person? I don't know. I don't get it.
Dude, I think it's a scarcity mindset. I know we're running out of time here, but I think it's just a scarcity mindset, right? When you're abundant and you know that, you know, you're going to help more people and everything you put out there comes back to you, then you give with your best content and you know that's going to come back. But so many times, dude, I've had, you know, other people like mention to me like, whoa, like, hey, you're giving out a lot here. Like, aren't you afraid someone's going to take it? It's like, no, absolutely not. Cause like you said, initially, we're not saying anything that's so like, you know, individualized, unique, that's not already out there, right? Like Lane Norton, Paul Ravella, like yourself, myself, you know, Cody, Josiah, we're all saying the same preliminary message. We have our own spins on it, but nothing's unique anymore. So if you're going to like harbor in your best information, you're going to stifle your own growth at the end of the day.
Well, I remember when I made MCI, there were people on my staff that were like, they're like, dude, you realize you're creating our own competition. And I'm like, motherfucker, like we have 15 coaches on our staff and we service 6,000 to 8,000 people a year, right? That's a big number. But dude, there's fucking millions, if not billions of people in this world that need our help. And let's not forget that, like, generations are going to turn over every couple years, and the next generation of people is going to need help. So if I'm not fulfilling my ethical obligation to the world of sharing my knowledge and helping create impact, I'm just like holding out. That's not cool. Like, I can't go to bed without everything. So it's all in how you want to look at it. Like, hey, maybe with my mastermind, the fact that I'm helping all these other coaches grow their business, I'm making my own business harder to grow. Fuck that. You know what I'm really doing? I'm actually creating more success for more people in this world. Period. The end. Game over. That's it. I don't care about anything else. Like, that is the driving force. And that's where people need to start operating from. They got to get in the mindset of just trying to create that success.
Dude, I love that. That's a perfect way to kind of sum it all up here. It's just about creating impact. So if people want to learn more about you, NCI, your content, like, where should they go to find out more?
Yeah, dude. So I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. Obviously, Facebook is just Jason Phillips. Instagram, JasonPhillips_IN3. If they're interested in NCI, it's at Nutritional Coaching Institute. Dude, hit me up. I'm relatively simple to get a hold of. I will say I'm not great. Like, if we're not friends on Instagram and like you're in like the message request, I'm not great at always checking those, but I do try to get in there like every couple weeks and answer as many of those as I possibly can. As long as your message gets to me, if you send me an email, whatever it might be, like, I do everything in my power to get back to you as fast as I possibly can and to give you as much value as I possibly can. So it'd be an honor to anybody that hears this, that reaches out. I would love that.
Awesome. Perfect, man. Perfect. Well, dude, thank you again so much for this. This is extremely valuable, bro.
Dude, it is always my pleasure. Anything for you. Thank you for the value you're adding to the world. For the education that you're bringing to your space and for what you're doing, man. It's I genuinely believe we all got to stick together and fight the good fight, dude. So thank you as well.
Absolutely, man. So, all right, guys, if you enjoyed this episode, I'm going to link to all Jason's social media and his website in the description below. As always, if you're enjoying the content, I just ask that you bring one friend next time, tell them about us, tell us what our mission is here, and go show Jason some love for this. Jason, thank you again, bro.
Bro, it's my pleasure, man. Everybody have a great day.